pasó, dalo bien. No sé lo que pasó. Am I doing enough for my people? Am I doing enough? Am I doing enough para la gente?
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para la gente.
Para mi gente.
Para la gente.
This is Radio Free Aslan, broadcasting from occupied territory.
Hello, everybody. This is the very first Chicano Development Center open mic, and I just hope that there will be many more after that.
My name is Ernesto Morales, and I'm the director of the Chicano Development Center. Chicano Development Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was started in Detroit, Michigan, in 1997. And was relocated to Lansing, Michigan in 2002. This is actually not our first poetry reading. This is our first poetry reading in about 8 years, but it's also our first poetry reading that we're attempting to podcast. And so every month when we do this from here on out, the poetry readings will be uploaded into a podcast and linked to the website. So want to thank everybody for showing up. Not a big crowd, but... it's been 8 years, right? Yeah. So let's see. I'm just going to read two poems tonight from the very famous chat book, My Mother is a White Race Traitor, which was written by me. The title poem is also in the back. This first poem that I'm going to read is called Support America. The red, white, and blue vinyl ribbon on the side of the car said, Support America. I marveled at the ambiguity. Support America? Exporting capitalism, culture, and class? Selling cheap bullets, even cheaper death? Which America do we support? The America dying mothers curse as the light drains from their eyes, viewing the dissected bodies of their children torn to pieces by bombs built in the USA? The America that forces young Palestinians to throw rocks at tanks? The America that occupies every mind on the planet with the knowledge it is okay to be different, just not too different, or we'll bomb you? Support America. Love it or leave it. Get on your knees, boys. You better believe it. Drink the blood of martyred Christians, Muslims, and Jews. Support America. Forget me. Support America. Forget you. Support America. Forget troops. Support America. Forget morality. Support America. Support America. Preemptive war means never having to say you're sorry. Support America, don't leave it hanging. Terrorists everywhere on the door banging. Support America, number one in poverty, infant mortality, illiteracy, and millionaires. Support America, it's for sale, your peace right here. Bombing and bombing means we never have to fear or feel or think or care. We'll just let our souls explode over the blank, insert the city, destroying the bombs of other people's lives, the lives of children who will grow up to hate, not the freedom of America, but the silence of its people. The stony cold silence of the morally bankrupt who politely avert their eyes at the sufferings of others, who quickly and quietly walk beyond the range of empathy, shaking their head and muttering to themselves, how can people live like that? A question best turned back to themselves. Support America from sea to shining sea for amber waves of grain because we are number one in poverty, infant mortality, illiteracy, and millionaires. Support America. The idea is worth fighting for.
Push. She catches this woman's life, the evidence of her passion. Yet again, my sister is there to catch another young life. But this is not the one that haunts her dreams. Jingling, shook, shook. You cry for the one that slipped through your fingers, the one that didn't have a chance. This is the one you need. But you forget. You forget the love, the family, the life that you alone have caught. My sister has the healing power. Thank you, baby. This one's called My Badass Indian Poem. This is not a flowery poem. This is not a poem about walking away or turning the other cheek. This is a badass Indian poem. This is about getting mad and fighting back. I'm talking about today's a good day to die kind of poem. It's time for Pontiac's next rebellion, the time to massacre someone else's wounded knee. Little Bighorn needs its revenge, expanding the occupation of Alcatraz across the states. We're preparing for war. Ghost dancing with for bulletproof bodies, walking without footprints, moving without sound, attacking with lightning speed, a modern-day uprising. I'm talking about posting a stake in the heart of Uncle Sam and declaring it discovered by the indigenous people of this land. I'm talking about passing out the warmth of disease-ridden blankets to America's Fortune 500 CEOs. While shouting, "Go back to where you came from," I'm talking about sinking our heels into the sand and pushing those damn boats away from the shores. Thank you.
Sorry. So this is the poem that I read last week at Latin Explosion. They first told me that this poem was too controversial. Right after, right after the dress rehearsal, they told me, "Crystal, what happened to the poem that you first read, you know, during the audition? You know, it was much more fluttery, and I like that one better." And I was like, "Well, I decided to read these two poems." They're like, "Well, we don't know because people might get offended by it. You should talk to Dr. Murray from the OCAD office, you know, to see if it's approved." And I was like, so I thought about it that day, and I was like, "Nope, I'm still reading it." So regardless, here's my poem. This is called "We're All the Same." Every Latino carries a switchblade in their back pocket, ready to cut you if you look at them the wrong way. Years of hunger and discrimination piercing through their jaded eyes. Every Latino cheats on the girlfriend, boyfriend, or both, and only marries when the condom breaks. Every Latino lives in some greasy apartment smoking too much pot, where even the roaches smoke brooches. Getting drunk outside brightly lit bodegas while mom is in the kitchen cooking all day. Every Latino wears thick gold chains hanging against their tan, ripped skins, or chest, sorry. The smells of herbs reeking from their spicy criminal skin. Every Latino is only good as a delivery boy, gardener, dishwasher, waiter, stock boy, or hustler. And even the biggest stereotype, every Latino is un extranjero sin papeles. Ahora, las mujeres. Every Latina is curvy, thick, and has a bottom like J-Lo that can move to a ritmo de la música de bachata, merengue, salsa, cumbia, tejano, reggaeton, ra, 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 anclado, tango. Every Latina is deemed exotic with that flower in her hair. Ooh, long and brown like the welfare line. Every Latina is a virgin like Guadalupe. Every Latino is obedient to her man, has the house clean, tends the children all day, and has dinner ready when the breadwinner of the house comes home. Papi, la comida está lista. Te cociné carne asada, empanadas de Argentina, sancocho, plátanos, frijoles, arroz para tú, mi amor. This is all counted as invisible work because she doesn't bring home a salary. Every Latino watches telenovelas ritually and has no education. Every Latino is only good as a domestic worker, nanny, or homemaker. Every Latino or Latina is Puerto Rican if you live in New York, Mexican if you live in Texas or California, and Cuban if you live in Florida. Pero, ¿qué pasó con los otros Latinos y Latinas que viven en los Estados Unidos? Las personas de Bolivia, Brasil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, República Dominicana, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panamá, Paraguay, Perú, Uruguay y Venezuela. Pero, ¿qué pasó con los argentinos? ¡Che boludo! Estoy aquí. I'm a student at Michigan State University. It doesn't matter where you're from, because in the eyes of ignorant people, we're all the mother same. PG'd it just a little bit. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, the next one is called Juntos Together. Who are you to judge me when in the end I'm the only person that is allowed to judge myself? In the end, it is my opinion that matters, not yours. I am not defined by stereotypes, stigmas, or biases, and where I'm from does not determine how smart I should be. Instead, I refuse to, I ref,
I shall rise above the judgment of others and the challenges that I'm born into. The statistics of my people do not decide where I belong. In 10 years, when I receive that PhD, ooh, you'd wish you were me. Yes, I bleed that green and white because that Spartan degree is close in sight. That piece of paper symbolizes the end of a stigma for all those who never thought I could amount to nothing. Look, I've proved you wrong. This not only symbolizes for me, pero para mi familia y mis amigos. It symbolizes hope for the future generations in my family, including mi hermanito, Ryan. I am breaking the cycle as the first person in my family to receive my college degree this May. Because through the help of my family and friends, I will not be demoralized by the injustice of society, but I will continue to break down the walls of oppression that have been built against me. I will overcome. We will overcome. Juntos, together.
This poem is called Brown State of Mind. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Brown State of Mind. We have ages of tradition. We live in a world that is filled with loyalty, respect, and honor. We wear our t-shirts tucked in with our bandanas and sunglasses. The definition of a chingon is one who isn't afraid to speak what's on his mind, and he stands up for his people. We love our familia, and we respect our women because everybody loves a beautiful brown woman with a mind of her own. Because they love deep and they stay by the side of their man. We stay fighting for the ones that make our history while we look for the ones that Corky calls Joaquin. The ones that are lost or ashamed to be brown. The ones that are confused about classification. We live in a brown state of mind, and that's fear of no man of other color, where we stand up proudly and yell, que viva la raza, because everyone is overlooking the sleeping giant. This is how we awake the brown state of mind. So put a fist up in the air if you live in a brown state of mind, because raza is the one and only way to go to keep in love the brown state of mind.
But I wrote this when I was trying to learn how to speak Spanish because my son is Mexican. So I'm going to try to remember how it goes. My name is Drew. ¿Dónde está mi hermosa? ¿Dónde está mi preciosa? ¿Dónde está la mujer que tienes las llaves a mi corazón? Con todos mi alma yo te adoro. Tú eres el amor de mi vida. Tú vienes de cielo. Nunca otra para mí. Wait, this is one of the phrases I hear all the time. So I wrote it into a poem. I really kind of wrote like a musical. Well, I'm writing one. Anyway. Mucho, mucho trabajo, poquito dinero. A mí no importa porque tengo tú en mi vida. Mucho trabajo. I made it a song. Are you serious? Oh my God. It goes, and it's a woman singing to her husband when he comes home from work. But I don't know. Mucho trabajo, poquito dinero. A mí no importa porque tengo tú en mi vida. Con tú en mi vida, todo posible. Con tú en mi vida, con tú en mi vida, todo posible si Dios quiere.
Hi, so I wrote this one a little bit ago, so. Work with me here. I want to know your body cosmica. Psychic reverberations waves out from us, one to the other, muddled through words we fumble on, stumble on. But the gist is well enough there that we might get a lingua lesson. Written out on cuerpos bronces, flickering tongues on vowel sounds, switching back on drive, based on that and a professor's reflection. I need to teach and be taught, whether begging under muscles, pulling through skin, or passing out sly leather grins. Strumming slow on psychic reverberations, steady waves from you to me. Back on body cosmicas.
All right, I'm gonna try to read a poem that my dad wrote. This poem is called Trouble Follows This Girl. Women in a coffee shop window catches my eye when I walk by. Back straight, legs crossed, perched, low slung glasses. Dark eyes over full lips, waiting or searching for conversation, or wild-looking Mexicans to sweep in, reciting verse on cappuccino high, desert winds blasting, European nightmares. This woman trouble follows to the coffee shop, where the bones of poets become dominoes spilled across the counter. Those who have died, waiting to explain the world. This poem was written just for her, an original.
I like to call this spoken word jam. Snap, snap, musicality run throughs me like a symphony on a marathon. Beware your glare, lay eyes upon the pitter-patter. Blues, baby, what's the matter? A sad song on a sad day to chase your fears away, to coax your tears away, to whisper a place to stay. Armored in that sweet emotion, music so simple like love potion. Concoct those notes and the tastiest notion, float it to me, slide it by me, run it past me, sink it through me. The essence of essence explained through the essence of lyric. Hear it, see it, feel it, be it, know it, think it, laugh it, love it. And through that bittersweet journey between the twisted ivory, up the Fender, down the Gibson, round that snare, know that it all started with the snap, snap. I got one more for you guys, too. This one's called After Everything. After everything, you look at me and still look through me. You say, I never meant to do those things, baby. And to you, it seems all good. Everything is everything. You took your hand and tried to take my breath away. You took your words and tried to trip every step. And the thing is, I know you would. Nothing is everything. You killed my life and tore me down. You sunk my boat and left me to drown. God knows I'd take my revenge if I could, but something is everything. And now you come round expecting me to forget and forgive your flaws you won't change, let alone admit, even though everyone tells you you should. Anything would be everything. And now you're reading my face, understanding that it's past the end. Happily never after is where our story begins, and you could take it all back if you only could after everything. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you guys next time.
All right, well, my name is Ernesto Morales, and I'm the I put this together. This is my first one putting this together. So this one was to kind of get my feet wet. So, there will be many more of these. We try to do one like the last Thursday of every month. So next month, I'm trying to put that one together as well. So thank you for coming out to Go On Wire tonight. Thank you for showing me your time, and thank you for showing me your support.
This monthly podcast is brought to you by the Chicano Development Center, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to education and political empowerment through grassroots coalition building. We believe in the indigenous sovereignty of the Chicano people in the United States, and that true social and political change begins with the people. Our style of low-intensity organizing endeavors to build intentional communities within greater communities. The motivating force behind low-intensity organizing is to constantly challenge the status quo as to the treatment and economic status, not only of Chicanos and other indigenous people, but of all oppressed people. At the Chicano Development Center, we believe that resistance begins with education, organization, and preparation. We believe that raza must take action on a regular basis, not just in times of crisis.
Que mató una, oh my people.
and let's shout. Now move your feet to the grito beat. Let the rhythm and the rhyme blow your mind. We rock to the east, we rock to the west. We're rocking SJs, what we love the best.